Westlock. Despite ever-changing COVID-19 restrictions and a dramatic drop in visits compared to the previous year's pandemic bump, of over 15,000, the Tawatinaw Valley Ski Club, TVSC, had a very successful season and counted 10,612 visitors over 63 days in 2021-2022. Also, during the 4 years that the club has run the hill, attendance had more than doubled, up 103%, when compared to the years 2011 to 2015, while in 2023 the facility will finally get its long-anticipated $200,000-plus magic carpet conveyor system. As well, the club netted close to $150,000 in provincial, $125,000, and federal, $21,397, grants over the past year, launched a new website and hosted a variety of events ranging from pub nights and wellness retreats, and were lauded with a 2022 Westlock and District Chamber of Commerce Innovation Award. Meanwhile on the Hill, the Tawatinaw Valley Freeriders hosted a March freestyle competition for athletes from around the province, while a Canadian Adaptive Snowsports Demo Day in March promoted the development of a regional club, and members of the Pembina Canadian Ski Patrol claimed gold in the first aid portion of the 2022 Mountain Division First Aid and On Snow Training, FAST, event. Those were just some of the facts and figures highlighted by TVSC President Wendy Batogue during her 15-minute presentation to Westlock County Councillors at the October 18 Governance and Priorities Committee, GPC, meeting. Her 23-page report was accepted unanimously by Council. The TVSC operates the Hill as per a six-year, $1,050,000 operating agreement signed in August 2021 between it and the county. The parties first signed a three-year agreement in 2018 that paid the club $250,000 annually, $200,000 in operating and $50,000 in capital. I know we all wish you a successful year, and we hope that the restrictions stay away, and people just come, said Reeve Christine Weiss. Congratulations on the awards, all of them, added Cown. Sherry Provençal. Batogue said the Hill opened partially December 11, 2021, with tubing, then fully December 18 when they had enough snow to offer a safe and quality experience. By the end of February, the provincial government had reduced restrictions and they were able to respond quickly and start school visits again for the month of March, and had over 2,000 visitors. In 4 weeks, 30 days, we hosted 19 schools. It was an amazing race. We also drew in 2 new schools, and that was due to our social media campaigns, one from Edmonton and one from St. Albert. They contacted me in June and they're coming back, said Batogue. According to figures in her presentation, 27% of the Hill's visitors in 2021-2022 were from the Westlock area, town and county, with 14% from the Athabasca region. The report notes St. Albert and Sturgeon County numbers stayed fairly stable, at 22% combined, while the Edmonton numbers were down somewhat, 11% compared to 18% last season, and Morinville numbers were the same at around 6%. 9% of the visitors were from Barrhead, Slave Lake and Parkland County, 3% each, while 2% was split evenly from Thorholt and Fort Saskatchewan, and 9% were deemed other. She notes in her presentation, the 15,000-plus 2020-2021 attendance spike is directly attributed to the COVID-19 restrictions in place at the time, as families had no other outlets for recreation, and so we experienced an attendance bump. Batogue also highlighted the 1,975 volunteer hours from more than 50 active volunteers, which went into a lot of what you see at the Hill, while the board counts 12 members. She said some of the work over the past summer included volunteers spending 3 days removing 10, 26-inch diameter trees, and volunteer-wise we also get our garbage picked up that way. Every week, Athabasca Regional Waste volunteers to pick our garbage up. So, it's a large collaboration. Looking forward, she said the club is excited to finally have a $125,000 Community Facility Enhancement Program, CFEP, matching grant in place that'll go towards the purchase and installation of a magic carpet type conveyor lift next summer that should be operational by December 2023. Since they first began talking about the system 2 years ago, the price has skyrocketed from $90,000 to $130,000 and now $225,000. I wish we would have bought it then and just sat on it, but we didn't have the funding then, she said, noting it takes 18 weeks for the equipment to be delivered from Europe. Batogh also said she was in front of Athabasca County Council in July looking for money for the magic carpet and is on the budget agenda for support, but they're looking for further sponsorship and community partners to take us over the finish line, and plans to be in front of Sturgeon County also. She said the club is also in talks with Fortis on a sponsorship program, as the magic carpet requires one-phase power. Once installed, the Tawatina magic carpet will be one of only three in the province on one-phase power. Ultimately, the conveyor lift will make it easier for children and beginners, tubers and customers with disabilities. The appeal of the magic carpet is for the users, which will help us subsidize the hill. It's access for everyone. We're also hoping it will attract more schools up our way, she added. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.